Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Fellman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And these days, as always, there is nothing more important than being empowered truthful information, and that is enabling you to make the decisions that are best for you. No one can really tell you what you need to do for your own health and well-being, but the more you have an open mind, the more you are exploring, the more you are learning, the more you will find the path that best suits your journey for health and rejuvenation. So I'm so pleased, as always, that you're joining me for another great conversation. And if you are joining for the first time, or if you'd like to get the archive shows, if you haven't been getting any of the archive shows, then I invite you to go to the Facebook page, like me at What Women Must Know, or you can go to my website, which is drcherylfellman.com. Opt in there, and all of the shows will be sent to you. And by the way, I have another show on Progressive Radio Network every Saturday at 11 a.m. called The Love Code. So if you like me over at What Women Must Know on my Facebook, or you just go to my website and opt in, then you will get the archive shows for both of those programs. And I have you encouraged to do that because I have such wonderful conversations, such inspiring guests, and I know I learn a lot, and it's supported me in my own growth and healing, and I know it will do the same for you. So hope you'll be joining me there on a regular basis. And let's just jump into the conversation today because it's a really important conversation. And we're going to be talking about our lymphatic system, a key to improving how you feel mentally and physically. And the lymph system is so vital for our health, and yet we are pretty ignorant about our lymph system and what it does and why it's so important and how do we improve it. And my guest today is an expert and a passionate teacher on the lymphatic system, and that's John Ozempinski. So let me just share a little bit about John. He is an author, a medical intuitive, a lymphatic system health coach, and health innovator. And John has studied and worked with the lymphatic system for over 26 years. He uses the lymphatic system to help clients with their pain, stress, anxiety, depression, insomnia, weight gain, edema, chronic fatigue, brain fog, cognitive problems, weak immune system, digestive, and skin issues. John's bodywork career started as a certified lymphedema therapist and diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy. And he specializes in manually and energetically improving the lymphatic system to improve circulation and the natural detoxification of cellular waste, fats, and fluid from the body and brain. Wow, we have such an important conversation ahead of us. So first of all, let me welcome John Ozempinski to the show. And John, thank you for coming. It's so great to have you here. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl, and thank you for having such a great show. Women need to understand the lymphatic system, so I really appreciate you having me on the show. And you know I can talk about this ongoing forever, so we can start it right away and help your listeners really understand how we have a system that's meant to clean us, and it's ignored in medicine. And even Dr. Oz says that the lymphatics are ignored in medicine because of their subtlety and complexity. And he wrote that in the year 2000. And I believe we have had a few years pass since then. It's now 2021. And the lymphatic system, I can tell you for sure, is still ignored in medicine and by the public, unless you have edema or have had cancer. So everyone needs to understand this system so we can have a healthier, happier life.
So, you know, I shared with you earlier that my profound awareness of the role of the lymphatic system was the result of my mother having damaged lymph system that required her for 40 years of her life, I think it's about 40 years of her life, having this in her left leg, particularly her left leg, was totally blocked because of being over-radiated on a tumor that she had in her thigh. And as a result, it damaged her whole lymphatic system, vascular system. So she relied on, the only thing they had was this lymph pump, which is like a sleeve you put your foot into, and it puts pressure on that, takes that lymph all the way up. And that really failed her later in life. And I went to so many doctors with her, John, trying to find someone who had some knowledge on how to help my mom with her lymphedema. And I have to tell you, other than doctors who were having her, you know, wanting her to wrap her leg up, which was impossible for her to do on her own, there was nothing. And she suffered with that for so many years. So I am particularly grateful to you for teaching this, because there's so little knowledge about it. Doctors are pretty useless, be honest, in helping us, and this is your work to give us the understanding, the importance of the lymph, and most importantly, the strategies and techniques to help move our lymph system. So let's get into it, and let's start at the beginning. So what is the lymph system?
Yeah, so basically everyone around the world has a tiny network of vessels and nodes, just like your circulatory system, but it's not a loop, right? Our blood and circulatory system is the heart, arteries, veins, and, you know, this is not that way. It's a one-way river. The lymph system starts in any part of your body and picks up waste from your tissues around your cells and moves it up into your neck. We have one little vessel on either side of our neck. And this is why when people don't flow, when we get a little bit toxic, our shoulders get tight, our neck gets tight. Because all this waste that is being collected is building up in your neck. And that's what tightens us. So this is really cellular waste, right? It's parts of your own body. It's not excrement, it's actually, or poop, it's actually cellular waste. It's parts of cells from the heart, from the kidneys, from the brain, your skin. We're always replicating. Every day, 500 million cells die in your body. And that's on a good day. If you take a few medications, you take steroids, take antibiotics, or, you know, you become dehydrated or very inactive, then you're going to have, you know, more cellular death. And that cellular waste becomes what blocks our body, and especially our lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system must pick up about 15% of the fluid and waste that gets brought into our tissues. Not all of it gets picked up by your veins. The lymphatic system picks up about 15%. And when our lymphatic system, that one little vessel on either side of your neck, becomes congested, especially if you have a forward head tilt or you lean forward a lot, then you're limiting your lymph flow. And we just suffer. It's like shutting down a plumbing system. And this is ignored in medicine. So we actually have a pressure relief system in our body. It's the lymph system. And you wonder why so many people have high blood pressure or feel congested or bloated. It's because we have a system that's not working. It's meant to remove fluid and waste. And your mom was a prime example. Again, it happened through lymphedema, through the radiation. But there are many people who are telling me now, you know, I just always had a little problem with my leg, and now it's just not stopping. And so we could have a little problem, not even have surgery or trauma, where most people get it, and still have some problems later. So to me, this is a system that we need to have an understanding about, and we need to know how to take care of it. Because you're not going to get it from medicine. And again, I respect doctors. When I get sick, I have health problems, I want to go to them. You know, I'll find out what's wrong with me and do something else. Unless I need surgery. I want a good surgeon. But if you want to get healthy, if you need to improve your health, reboot your health, then you need to take that on yourself, because the medical system is missing a system that cleans you. So they're giving you medication. They're doing surgery. They tell you, you know, change your diet. But look at the diets they give you. You go to the hospital, and you basically have open-heart surgery. The next day, they give you coffee, bread, milk, you know, meat. It's just crazy. And it's something that, think of it as a plumbing system so you don't get overwhelmed. That has a drain in your neck, but every organ, every tissue in your body is cleaned directly or indirectly by the lymphatic system, and it just shuts down. And then we start to swell or have anxiety if it happens in your brain. You know, many people have anxiety, more than swelling. I think swelling is very important to understand the lymphatic system. And that's where most science is at right now, right? The government here in the U.S. has been focusing on lymphedema for 30 years. I wrote my book 16 years ago on how most health problems are due to the buildup of cellular waste. And what I wrote 16 years ago has come true. My book is called An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. I don't have it in print right now. It's 16 years old, but we'll talk about other things. But it's real science. It's basically, we need to understand that now in the last few years, everything I wrote has come true. Type 2 diabetes, which I never thought would come true, has been found to be due to cellular waste. They say that type 2 diabetes is about cellular waste building in your pancreas, and you have a system that cleans your pancreas called a lymphatic system. So anxiety has been linked to cellular waste, depression, insomnia, arteriosclerosis, osteoarthritis, breast cancer, lung tumors, heart failure. And if heart failure is really about cellular waste, then heart disease is the beginning of cellular waste building in your heart. MS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, and schizophrenia, and menopause have all been linked in the last few years to the buildup of cellular waste. And to me, I was able to write that years ago because I understand a system that's meant to clean us of cellular waste, and it's not working. And I show people around the world how to open up the system, how to maintain this system, and their lives change. We all need to understand it. And we use our hands. If you can imagine, people online always talk about dry brushing, and they buy special kits and oils and brushes. You need your hands. Just use your hands. And it's more powerful. What I developed is more powerful. It's called the Ossipinski Method of Self-Lymphatic Drainage. It's a 14-minute routine, and you actually feel circulation in your body after doing it. And people say from the first lesson where they learn how to drain their neck, face, and head, that they sleep better, they feel better, they feel less anxious. We have a system that's meant to clean our body and brain, and we ignore it. You know that a lot of people have anxiety. I believe it's in every household. It's affecting everyone. I don't know how it is in Australia, but here in the, I believe every household is being affected by anxiety. So there's a lymph-brain connection. Yeah, everybody. I mean, it's really rampant. I believe we are missing a lymph-brain connection. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. They just happened to come across it. And that's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to clean the brain. And in 2017, researchers found that the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid is into the lymphatic vessels. So if our lymphatic system is congested and it really isn't flowing well, then our brain is going to back up. And that's what creates our brain fog, our anxiety, depending on what part of your brain, there are many different systems in our brain, where it backs up, where you have more congestion, and how your brain tightens is where you get, you know, your depression, anxiety, or insomnia. But early in my career, I did studies for, I realized that I have to clear cellular waste from people. This is when I had the light bulb go off in my head that, whoa, because the lymphatic system isn't working and we don't pay attention to it, everybody's filling with cellular waste. I put hundreds of clients through 3 days in a row of maintaining their lymphatic system, meaning I did a lymph drainage therapy on them 3 days in a row, no preparation. And people with cancer, heart disease, all different things. And what I saw every time was that they got anxiety, depression, insomnia, digestive issues, and they didn't sleep. And their skin may break out. And those are many, and the chronic fatigue. Some said they couldn't get out of bed, and they couldn't think so clearly, so they had to have somebody drive them. All I did was I created flow through their body that released waste from their tissues and organs and brain, but that waste just doesn't go to the garbage. It has to recirculate and go through the organs of elimination, through your kidneys, through your liver, your spleen, and it takes a few days through your lungs, your skin, over and over and over again. And some people said they never had depression or anxiety, but they said, what was that? They would feel by the second night, they would feel the worst, like they had the flu, and then the next day they would come in saying, wow, I feel better, but what was that last night? We're all just a little bit toxic, some more than others. And if we gain control over the system that cleans every system in your body, we can gain control over our life.
So, John, can we, for people who know nothing about the lymphatic system, and we just have to say at this point that this is pretty much ignored in the medical world, right? I mean, I saw that with my mother. There was no one who really had the skills and understanding or even asked questions about the lymph and its impact on her.
I was in a,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, or,
I was
you
on
know,
a
or
summit.
Just, the, you know, go ahead.
I was on a summit with some of the world. I wasn't on it. I just paid to listen to it. But I was on a summit of some of the best lymphedema therapists in the world. And there are some amazing things that they're doing today. So there's hope. But they still just focusing on lymphedema and swelling. And they can do grafts nowadays. They can do imaging. This wasn't available years ago. So they are doing amazing, amazing things, but insurance doesn't pay for it, right? So it gets unaffordable for most people. And the biggest thing I got from there is almost every doctor said that diets don't work. Diets don't work. So if you want to lose weight, even if you have lymphedema, severe lymphedema, diets don't work. You have to learn a lifestyle. And that's what I teach people. I don't want to live a perfect life eating just, you know, clean food all the time. I want to enjoy my life and go out to dinner and have a drink and socialize and just eat some foods that we grew up with. Well, if we do that all the time, it kills us. It really does. It stops our lymph system. So we have to learn a lifestyle, and again, these doctors said it, that teaches us to maintain our lymphatic system through diet and supplements and things like that. So but it's much more than lymphedema. That's what the scary part is. You hit it on the head. You said that this is ignored in medicine. I basically wrote to the government here many times, and then I finally wrote the highest person in government, sent them research, my book, pictures, and said, hey, we're dying because we missed the lymph system, it's affecting children, and I listed everything I just listed to you guys. And they sent it to NIH. They probably thought it was important, and which is the National Institutes of Health, and they sent me a letter back, the lymphedema department, saying that we agree with you. There's a clear need to understand the biology of the lymphatic system. What we see online is the anatomy and physiology. People telling you to do rebounding, drink apple cider vinegar. That's all basic stuff. I understand. I've had to learn this system or I'd be dead today. I was very sick. I had severe irritable bowel syndrome until I was 47. I was just starting to get heart palpitations, which means you're getting more toxic. I had restless leg syndrome. My hair and beard were falling out. My back would spasm. I had severe digestive issues. My hands weren't able to grip a glass. They would drop out of my hand. Stuff was happening in my body, and thankfully I realized that I had to maintain, even though I was a certified lymphedema therapist helping everybody else, my health was falling apart. And once I realized that I had to maintain my own lymphatic system, 30 days later, my health problems were resolving. I mean, I've kept 50 to 60 pounds off for 16 years, I can lose weight and gain weight as well. Two studies have linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels in 2005. We have to think about the lymphatic system if you want to lose weight. And unfortunately, I hear from women around the world who have lymphedema, which is very new. There's not a lot of science about it, whose legs are just becoming the size of, be bigger than their waist. And doctors just give them antibiotics and put them in and out of hospitals and rehab centers, and eventually it just takes over their life because they don't know what to do about this. And it's really about the buildup of cellular waste. So they give them antibiotics over and over and over again, and they just fill, and it slowly congests their heart, their liver, their kidneys, and it takes their life. It's very sad because this is missed in medicine. If we understood the lymphatic system at what I understood, and started teaching children at this. If you have a family, you want to teach your children this. And it's not easy, but you want to have it around them so they can learn what foods they have to eat, what supplements can help them. And, of course, we can eat some other foods that aren't so good for us, but we have to understand how to balance them, right? Our children will have much less anxiety, depression, cancer, heart disease if we teach them these things, because all these diseases have been, again, linked to the buildup of cellular waste. And your lymphatic system is a system that maintains your cellular environment of waste and parts of cells, like log jams in a river. So it's something, Dr. Sherrill, that we all, no matter what health problem you are, hopefully you're not just saying, oh, it's lymphedema or cancer, we all need to understand how to maintain this system.
So that's why this conversation is so important. Can you help people get an idea of what the lymphatic system is and what it's made of and how it works and how it flows and where it goes. Give us, for people who know absolutely nothing about our lymph system, which is probably the majority of people listening in, guide us through this system that has been created in, you know, out of this intelligence that created our body. It created a lymph system. So
right.
Take us through the journey of the lymph system and how it works so we can have that foundational knowledge that you know so well, but I think most people really are pretty clueless about it.
Yeah, we'll make it easy. Picture a plumbing system, tiny plumbing system, as thin as your hair or tinier because it goes down to the microscopic level. Think of every time we breathe that we open up our vessels and we pull fluid into it. Only when we deep breathe. And when you deep breathe, everybody take a deep breath now. Blow it out with a force, right? Do it one more time. I mean, some people should start feeling tingling. We're actually moving our venous fluid, our lymph fluid, into the veins and into the lymph system. We're pulling it in with each deep breath, and most people are shallow breathers. So the lymph system is made up of tiny network of vessels and ducts that get bigger and bigger, like a river, right, that starts very small and then grows into a bigger river, meets a bigger river, and goes to a bigger river. We have lymph nodes in every crease of the body, and these lymph nodes are like pumps. So if we're sedentary and we don't move a lot, which many people do in front of a computer, hunched over all day, then we're not moving waste as well as we should. We have to move our blood. So exercise is key. Every time we bend, we're putting pressure on our lymph nodes. Every time you move, you pick your legs up, we're putting pressure into the system. So moving and exercise is key to the lymph system. But it really is every organ. It's outside the organs. It's inside the organs, in the tissues of the organs. If I were to show you a picture of the heart and lungs, you'd be amazed. It's just everywhere. But we ignore this system in medicine. So it's a tiny plumbing system that has one vessel on either side of your neck, one tiny little vessel. And when that congests, then your body just slowly starts building up with some cellular waste like log jams in a river. Then you get a little trauma, you get hit by something, or you have some surgery, or you get a virus or a flu like COVID. And we should talk about COVID for sure, right? Because a lot of people have lingering or long-haul COVID. We should talk about that in a minute. But it's really a system that in every aspect of health, even aging, if you don't want to age, if you want to age more aggressively, then the Nautilus system. If you want to age more graciously and slowly, then you have to take care of the lymph system because it's the waste in our body that's damaging the tissues, our skin, that's making it old. So it's really just a system that we have to stop being more aware of, not understand that the deep science of it that scares people away. We really just have to understand that we have a system in our body, a tiny plumbing system that works like our circulatory system. It's a one-way river, and every part of your body is cleaned by it directly or indirectly. But the most important thing is to know that we have one drain on either side of your thyroid. And that's why many people, have a lot of thyroid medications, because the thyroid is the first organ to be affected. It fills with cellular waste. It'll get a goiter or stop functioning or become hyperactive. But it's all because it's becoming toxic. I'll tell you, with my daughter, who a few years ago was not doing well, she wasn't taking supplements, and she got the flu or something. They put her on antibiotics. She didn't want to take supplements after that. She had to go on another round of antibiotics. And a few months later, she was not feeling well again, and they wanted to put her on thyroid medication because her numbers went crazy. She was really very bad and hyper. And I just put my foot down. I said, no, you're going to come home and no more meds, and you're going to take some basic supplements, and you know, we're going to drain you, and you're going to change your diet. And she had a pretty good diet. She's a pescatarian, which is somebody who eats fish and vegetables. And within 3 weeks, her numbers came down to normal. So think about the millions of people out there who go to their doctors, they're told they have a thyroid issue. Oh, you need some pills. They're put on those thyroid pills, and they're on it for the rest of their life if they're on it for more than a year. In 3 weeks, and again, if you're on it for more than a year, your thyroid shrinks away, so you have to do it. my daughter's numbers change in 3 weeks. And I see that happen over and over again. I coach people around the world. They're very sick. They get a few distant lymphatic healing sessions with me, which we can also talk about. They learn from my course online. And I have people who have been with chronic fatigue for their whole life, can't get out of bed. Within a week and a half, they're feeling better. I hear they're going out with friends. I just see little miracles happening, but it's not miracles. We have a lymph system that's meant to clean us, and we ignore it. We're toxic. And once we open up this system, like opening up a dam, we get a little toxic at first, and then we feel better. So it's something we have to think of every day. Think about that. Every day we have to be not crazy about it, but just think about how I can help this system, and then we do much better. Posture is something we need to worry about. If you slouch a lot, you have a forward head tilt, a little bit better posture will help you. We're a plumbing system. It doesn't like being bent. Deep breathing can make a big difference in you. Exercise, being hydrated. Most people are chronically dehydrated, you know, so we have to be aware of how much water we're drinking.
So when we talk about the lymph system, first of all, I mean, it's really important to emphasize that it's a clear fluid, right? The lymph is clear, which is why it requires proper hydration.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, this, the thing that's always fascinating about the lymph system, and that's really important for people to understand, is unlike our circulatory system, which is designed to move around our body, I mean, you know, everyone believes the heart is the pump, but actually, I had an interview with Dr. Thomas Cowan, and he corrected us on what really causes circulation. That's another story. But the point is, the lymph system requires movement to move. It doesn't have a pump of any sort that is moving this lymph unless you are moving, like you said, with breath or with physical movement that, or with manipulation, massage, that is actually helping that lymph to move. So that's a really important point, right? Do I have that right, John? That
yes.
You actually, the lymph requires movement to do its job.
It requires, there's two different levels of lymph. There's the superficial lymph, which is right under your skin. And that's why we have so many skin problems, skin eruptions, acne, and things like that. It's because that's only dependent on deep breathing. And if you're not, if you're a shallow breather, then you're not moving the fluid under your skin, and that's why we get these, you know, allergies and stuff like that. Then we have a deeper level of lymph that is really in everything, you know, around your bones, in your vessels, in your blood vessels. It is everywhere, and that is dependent on blood vessel contraction, bending. Moving, yes. So every movement is so important, Dr. Cheryl.
And I gather one of the most dangerous things we can do is sit all the time, as I now stand.
Right. And that's what we do for a living. I mean, even if we're not, I'm on a computer all the time talking to people or doing research. So I get on a, you know, trampoline, I go to gym. Going to the gym is very important. We have to make that it's part of the lifestyle. It's not just a luxury or a way to get muscles. It's a way to extend your life.
So the movement of any sort, even if it's just walking, and of course if you can do walking or you know, fast walking, you improve your breathing even more, but it's that some activity of movement on a regular basis is critical to support our lymph system, which I don't think people give much attention to. As to why they need to be moving on a regular basis. I also want to ask you, what are the, and we'll get into what the lymph system does, and when we talk about cellular waste, I want you to go into that in more detail so people understand what that's about. But before I go there, what are some of the things that can damage? I mean, the fact that they're so minuscule and microscopic, these channels, is pretty amazing, right? That this,
yes.
I mean, fluid, it obviously has to be well hydrated to even move things through something that's so tiny. What are the things that you have found that damage our lymph system? How do we know our lymph system is damaged, too?
Well, when you start feeling more bloated, when you start getting more toxic, when you start getting not feeling well, you get chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr, really whenever you start having your health problems. That's it. I wrote a book on how every health problem is due to the buildup of cellular waste. And that's where we have to start thinking. Whenever you have some type of a health issue coming up, the first thing we think of is maintaining the lymphatic system. I mean, and that's been proven the last few years. All those diseases I mentioned have been linked to the buildup of cellular waste, and that's because of our lymphatic system. So we really have to start including our lymphatic system in every health problem. It does not matter. And hydration is key. If we're not hydrated, then it's like a dry riverbed, and it's not going to clear. And so when people start taking, when they start to swell, they give them a diuretic, and that removes the fluid, but it doesn't remove the proteins that are clogging the body, and they still continue to clog up. So it's really about understanding how diet, supplements, basic supplements that most people have in their home, and manually maintaining your lymphatic system can help you, you know, through your life for any health problem. We do the same thing.
Can we just mention, since you touched on that, I'm glad you did, on the use of diuretics when people have swollen lymph issues or swollen limbs of some sort, and, you know, they're often put on diuretics. So let's talk about what are some of the risks associated with being on diuretics.
Well, exactly what I talked about. A diuretic is really what's happening in the body when they're swelling is we're getting little log jams. Parts of cells are starting to congest the body. The cells are starting to become toxic and they can't flow. The tissues are starting to become toxic. They know that in lymphedema, the vessels become like corkscrews. They're supposed to be straight. That means they're constricting. They're getting smaller. So, you know, we really have to see how in lymphedema or in edema, it's more than just, as your mom did, compression. And what most people do, compression, they have to include diet, supplements, and manually draining themselves. And in a hospital setting, they really just teach them how to drain their leg. We have to learn how to drain the whole body, and then it's much more effective. And what will we be getting to? I lost the point. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, just what things damage our lymph system? What either
everything, everything. The air we breathe, we get alerts that it's too much CO2 in the air. CO2 makes us toxic inside. It constricts our body. The water you drink, if you're drinking just plain bottled water that says drinking water, that's acidic. That's making you acidic. I had a woman, a client who just joined our group to help her health. She's been drinking Pedialyte, adult Pedialyte, $400 a month for almost a year, and she's so sick. And I looked it up. It makes you overly acidic. All the ingredients, it's citric acid. That's all it really is. And that's a cheap form of vitamin C, but it makes you acidic. So she's making herself acidic, which stops your lymph system. So there's a lot of misinformation out there that because we've missed the lymph system and the idea that we're a cellular being and we're giving ourselves the wrong things. So, you know, we have to look at what we're putting in the body. But it's everything. It's everything. It's, you know, the medications you're taking. It's the medications. If people are on 2 or 3 medications, some people are on 14 medications, those are going to have an effect on you. So we have to learn to balance those things. Everything in life has to be balanced. The food you're eating, if you're eating too many acidic foods, too many acidic beverages, you like to have a cocktail at night, you like to smoke marijuana, and everybody's smoking marijuana and having cocktails, especially after isolation. But we have to learn how to balance these things. I'm not one of these people that says you have to live your life, you know, pristine. I'm like, hello, that's too hard. Most people are not going to work with that. We have to learn a lifestyle that allows us to have a couple of vices and be able to eat some food that we like once in a while and still be able to clear our lymphatic system. And that's what I've developed. You know, I change lives around the world. I've been doing it for 15 years. I've been doing it for 26 years, but I wrote my book 16 years ago, and that's when I started hearing from people all around the world. I mean, I deal with people really in every country. Because edema is really rampant. I specialize in the brain. I worked with Dr. Upledger, cranial sacral therapy, became diplomat certified in cranial sacral therapy, even worked at that clinic a little bit. And there's a big lymph-brain connection. So I specialize working with autism, working with people who don't want to get dementia, want to lower their risk of dementia, people who are having a little bit of brain fog, you know, people have pain in their head. I work with everything. I work with edema. I work with pain. I work with digestive issues by maintaining. And the thing is, by maintaining this system, I do almost the same thing. I open up their lymph system. I release restrictions in their body. And then I go and I work with certain parts where they're having their problems. And doctors, when I had my physical office, due to COVID, I stopped a year and a half ago. I strictly just work remotely now, and I'm very busy. Doctors would send me people when they couldn't get them well, and I would get them well because I included a system that most people ignore. And all I did was activate their lymphatic system. So I believe that's something that everyone should know how to do. And especially, let's talk about COVID, right? A lot of people have had COVID.
Yeah.
And long-haul COVID, they have more anxiety, more depression, chronic fatigue, brain fog, insomnia, and other problems. They can't get out of bed. And this goes on for 6 to 8 months. It's because of cellular waste. New research just came out that I'm always researching things that when we have the COVID virus, even in a mild case of it, if you have a fever, you can get hypoxia, which is low oxygen in the body. And then your body says, hey, I need oxygen, so send out all these red blood cells. Unfortunately, the red blood cells aren't ready. They're immature red blood cells. They can't hold oxygen, and they just make a lot of waste in the body, congesting your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your skin, and your lymphatic system. So cellular waste is so important to understand that. If you have long-haul COVID, if you're not recovering from a surgery, from anything really, if you've had Epstein-Barr for months and you can't get well, then you need to get your lymphatic system going, and I can help you with distance lymphatic healing sessions, and we should talk about that, your experience with it, you'll see your life will change. I've had about 5 COVID clients who basically said they were sick before, they got COVID, and they could not get better. They did one session with me and then joined my group to learn about the lymph system, and within a week or two, they're feeling better. I mean, it's just our lymph system is stuck. It's a system that must flow. Let's talk about your session with me that you had, Dr. Cheryl, my distance lymphatic healing session. Go ahead.
I will do that, but before I go, I just have I have a couple of questions. So tell people to understand that when you are so the lymph is a garbage removal system of the body, and it takes the fluids and then brings it back into the dumps it back into what those lymph nodes when it travels up, where does that fluid go? The lymph fluid
is then
taken.
That's a great question. So basically, everywhere in your body, there's a tiny lymph vessel. As you move, you push fluid into that. It only becomes lymph when it's in the lymph vessels. As it moves through your body, it goes through some lymph nodes. There are some lymphocytes in there to break down waste and bacteria and cancer. And then it moves more through the lymph nodes. It goes through more toxic. And by the time it gets into your neck, into your lymph vessels in your neck, it's a little more toxic. Then it goes right into your subclavian vein and then right into your heart again. So it really is just, to me, a circulating system. It's picking up the waste that the veins don't pick up, and it's circulating it back into the blood. It's key to understand. We don't want this waste. It's not just fluid. It's parts of cells. It's immune cells, and we don't want them trapped in our organs or tissues. We need to get it out. Otherwise, it makes inflammation. So it's not just fluid. It really is about like log jams in a river.
So what happens when people have their lymph nodes removed?
That happens less. It's better now. Years ago, they were very aggressive taking out lymph nodes removed, especially with breast cancer or hip cancer or uterine cancer. But nowadays, they're much more sparing. They do the sentinel node biopsy or they check the axillary node. But still, when a node gets removed, it's like removing part of a river, right? That river has to now find an alternative route. By learning to drain your lymphatic system, you can help it find a route. It just depends on how much work is done. Some people need to see a certified lymphedema therapist, a decongestant therapist, to learn what to do. Most people, again, especially if you have severe edema, most people have anxiety, digestive issues, want to prevent cancer or heart disease, and, you know, just want to get healthy again, reboot their health, can definitely do it on their own. It's really a simple program that they can learn. And we should all be maintaining our lymphatic system on a daily basis. We gain direct control over removing cellular waste from our body. Direct control. Most people take supplements in the hope of cleaning our body, getting healthier. When we maintain our lymphatic system with our hands, we directly move waste out of the body and bring it oxygen to our cells and nutrition to our cells. So it's very, very powerful, the technique that I developed.
So it's a multi-pronged approach. First of all, we need to understand that the more we are consuming toxic foods with, you know, chemicals and artificial flavorings and, you know, fried, bad oil, the more we're eating toxic foods, the more we're increasing the toxic load in the body and the greater the work on our becomes on our lymphatic system to clear it out. So part of the healing process is the need to clean up your diet so you're not creating vast amounts of this toxicity that the body's trying to eliminate. So, right? So that's one part of the process.
And that's exactly
then
it.
Second part, and then part two would be supporting the body with the kind of nutrition that supports healing and eating in a way that alkalines the body more rather than acidifies it, which is all the toxins have an acidic effect. So we're learning to alkaline our body, which eases the toxic load that the lymph system has to take up. Then there's the need for movement and exercise, because without movement, the lymph is not able to function. It requires movement, breath, you know, exercise of some sort or other to help support that flow. We need to be properly hydrated, and we need the kind of water which isn't coming out of your tap or at bottled water, because the molecular structure of that water isn't as conducive. There's lots of ways to get, you know, I have several systems I use to make my water structured so it can be properly utilized. So it's hydration. What else did I miss that we need to do to support? And then, of course, it's learning the techniques that you're going to be talking about, the manual manipulation that needs to be on a daily ritual for us, so to speak, that if we really want to support in our toxic world a healthy body, we need to learn how to do the simple lymph drainage techniques and protocols that you have put together in a really brilliant way. That just has to become part of our daily routine, which is what I am, you know, recognizing and coming back to, which I've kind of forgot about, and now I'm bringing it back into my daily routine. Okay, anything else I mentioned before we move on to other things?
No, that was great. The only thing I do want to say, you mentioned toxicity a lot. To me, what's toxic in our body is our cellular waste. I know there are a lot of toxins in the air we breathe, the chemicals we put in our households, and the carpets, but to me, and what has proven the last few years, and what I wrote in my book, is that cellular waste is what has been linked to most disease. So even though we talk about other toxins, it is your own cellular waste, and normally it's the cellular waste that gets trapped in your brain from your brain. It's the cellular waste that gets trapped from your kidney in the kidney, or in your prostate, or in your ovary, because the lymph system can't clean it. That, to me, is the toxicity that is affecting most of us. And the other toxicity, of course, adds to it, but it really is about cellular waste. And dry brushing, my, you know, a lot of people tell me that's what my stuff is, it's self-lymphatic drainage. Dry brushing is something that is online. You'll see people do it, and you can definitely look that up and try it. It'll help somehow. But I've never seen anybody do a full routine, and everybody starts in the wrong place. They do circular motions, which are all wrong. So I've learned from one of the best doctors in the world. He wrote a 460-page book on the lymph system. He's the one who's saying it's every disease, really, or it's most every organ system is affected by the lymph system. And dry brushing is great, but my Ospinsky method of self-lymphatic drainage is like dry brushing on jet fuel. I ask people all the time, do you feel dry brushing? Or I'll ask somebody, show me your dry brushing. And they don't know how to do it, really. They say they do it, but they know how to do one thing beyond. So we need to know how to do it the right way, and it makes a powerful difference in our lives. It's really a big difference.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that, because I've been doing dry brushing, but I really hear what you're saying, that you need to know the proper movements, the proper order of things to get the most benefit of truly helping that lymph drainage to occur. So, okay, so tell us more about that. How do we do that? Can you give us some kind of initial guidance? I think that people really need to look into your work, look into your sources. Let's just mention that before we go into talking.
What we'll do is I'll mention my course, we have an introductory course, but then go to my website, healthylymphsystem.com, healthylymphsystem.com, or if they're on Facebook, then go to my Facebook group. We do a live every Monday night. There are replays, and I educate people on how we have to understand this system. That is on the Lymphatic System Health Mastery Facebook group, Lymphatic System Health Mastery Facebook group. And basically, I'd like to be able to tell people how to move their lymph system by doing the Lymph Man Shoulder Shuffle. Can we do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So basically, if everybody sits up a little straighter, we always want good posture. And I know sitting straight, you can definitely feel it, right? We feel a little better already. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to lift one shoulder up, and the other one goes down, and then the opposite. One shoulder goes down, the other one go up. Lymph Man Shoulder Shuffle, and we shuffle it up and down, straight up and down, not back and forth, straight up and down. Oh man, I'm deep breathing already. I feel tingling in the back of my head, my neck, my hips. We do that about 10, 15 times, and do it lightly at first, but once you do it a few days in a row for a little bit, like maybe 10 times, you'll be more relaxed, and that opens up your lymph system. You feel more relaxed afterwards. You feel better. So just, again, sit straight, move one shoulder up, one shoulder down, and just do that about 10, 15 times, and you'll feel it opens up your circulation. I mean, I'm getting tingling in my arms just doing that a second time. So imagine what it would be like learning a 14-minute routine or in our intro course, an 8-minute routine. But our full course, just so you know, is really what we all need to know to have a healthy life. We have 50 activities, 8 lessons. Right now they get a little bonus. They get some extra sessions with me. They get 6 months of mentoring with me in our inner circle group. So it's a complete program. It's not for everybody. You know, everyone should know how to drain themselves. That's our intro course. Everyone should know how to do that. And that's only $199 right now if they use our $50 off coupon. But my other course is going up in price soon. So if they contact me, anybody who's interested in your group, really it's going up in Thursday night. So if they contact me in the next few days, I don't know when your thing goes, but if they contact me and say, I'm with Dr. Cheryl, I will give them the older price. So if that's something that would help them, but the price is going
up. John, what do you do in that course, in that longer course?
The first course, the intro course, I just made that because not everybody could afford my mentoring, right? It's not expensive. Mm-hmm. There are courses out there for $5,000, $7,000. I hear from people all the time saying, I didn't learn anything from that course, and they paid $7,000. Mine is nowhere near that. It's way under $5,000, way under, almost half. But it's life-changing. So it's something that I'm trying to help people. It should be much more expensive, but I'm trying to keep the price low. But it's even way lower now. So if they contact me and say, Dr. Cheryl said, I'll give them this lower price, which is just a couple of thousand dollars, where it's going up another $1,000 Thursday. Because I'm just way too cheap. I'm working all the time helping people.
Is that for people who are dealing with illnesses or people who want to learn more and practice?
Yeah. It's just not about illnesses. We need to know how to, if you want to have a vibrant life, you need to know how to keep cellular waste from building up. That's why most people are on a blood thinner as they get older, right? Because we're filling with cellular waste. So there's no one who doesn't know how to, who wants to have a healthy life and age with their brain, with their memories. We all have to think about this. I teach you how to drain your eyes, your breast, your mouth, your arms, your legs, your digestive system. We teach you, we have audios in there to drain your lymphatic system to just, I talk you through it. I mean, it's really a complete program. It's something I developed over many years, and I've helped people around the world with it. But let's talk a little bit about my distance lymphatic healing sessions, because some people may want to try that. That is basically, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, go ahead.
We could not have guessed that one. So I want to ask you in the 5 minutes or so we have left, how did you discover your medical intuitive gifts?
When my wife, it first started, and I didn't know it then, but I took a class with my wife. I was a fireman in New York City. She was having a little panic disorder, and I saw this thing about controlling the mind with Jose Silva. It was somebody teaching his work. And we took a two-weekend course, and by the end of it, we learned how to control our mind a little better. It really helped my wife, helped me. And so I didn't know it, but he teaches extrasensory perception. In 2 weekends, we were guessing where people had tightness in their body, and we were able to do it. Then we never thought about that. We just used it a little bit in our lives. Then when I retired from the fire department, I started learning from 3 world-renowned doctors, Dr. Upledger Cranial Sacral Therapy, Dr. Burrell, the visceral manipulation, and Dr. Chickley, the lymph system. And the visceral manipulation is your organs. We release the organs. And they all teach something different, unique, and esoteric. And I believe my training from Jose Silva's work made me very intuitive. And I just started picking up their work very easily. And I had a client who once told me, I told her I was a little intuitive. She says, John, I want you to do a remote session on me. So I tried it. And she says that was more powerful than your physical session. And over time, I've been doing it for 18 years. It's gotten more and more powerful. And some people feel it like a roller coaster ride, but everybody gets super relaxed. They feel flow in their body. They feel circulation. And over a few sessions, I improve their health. And then hopefully they learn how to maintain their system. It really works well together. But I just talk like I'm talking to you. I say I'm holding your clavicles. I'm draining your underarms. I'm draining your liver. And they feel it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to say you, gave me a session and guiding me through it, as you were just explaining. And my experience was that I was following you, and then there were times I just went into the deepest, deepest place of relaxation and peace, and just like kind of in and out of a different brain wave, I would say, different brainwave, because I just felt I was so unusually deeply relaxed. It wasn't the normal state that I find myself in. It was just so deep, and I knew that there was so much going on in healing because of that deep and profound place of peace and relaxation that I was experiencing while you were working on me and draining all the organs and moving all the lymph. It was quite an amazing experience, and I do feel so much better and so much more energetic as a result of that.
And I want to thank you. Even though I talk about brain waves in our course, we have a visualization that I talk people through about controlling the brain, it's about slowing down the brain waves. I've never really put my sessions to that, and I want to thank you for, that's exactly what I'm doing by actually manually draining the body and the brain. When I drain the brain, people get very relaxed in a euphoric state. But I'm actually changing the brain waves by changing circulation and the cellular environment. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And that's why you get into that euphoric deep state. Many people fall asleep.
Yeah, I felt it was so rejuvenative, really, to be in that place that you can really let healing happen.
You can't heal without the lymph system.
Yeah, this has been so enlightening. And I think it's made everyone aware that our lymph system, which we have neglected, is this stepchild that we need to bring back and honor and really set on a pedestal, because it's so important and critically important, vitally important, fundamentally important for our health, to maintain our health, to support our healing process, and to rejuvenate. I think that's another key piece, that we need the lymph system to keep us rejuvenated. And I'm just so grateful for the passion that you have for this. And I want to encourage people to go to your website, which is healthylymphsystem.com. Learn more about John's work. They can go to, and I guess going to your lymph, to your healthy lymph system, will take them to the courses as well, and to the different options, and they can learn more about how to start draining all those lymph glands, and making it part of their daily routine for health. I think it is not something that's optional. From everything I have been learning from you and kind of reawakened the awareness that it's critically important to be able to do this on a daily basis to support our health and healing. So, you know, you're just such a wonderful and passionate inspiration for this, John. And I'm really so happy you've taken on this mission, because there are so few people that really have the understanding that you have, and the compassion and the passion to get this message out into the world to help people heal. So it's just been an absolute pleasure meeting you, and I'm so grateful for what I'm learning from you. And I encourage people to go to healthylymphsystem.com. They can do more of your courses. Some people may actually want to have you do some distance healing, which is amazing. And I just think it's been wonderful having this conversation. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl, for having me on, and hopefully we've opened up, you know, the awareness to the lymphatic system to your listeners. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm certain that we have, John. I'm certain that you've done your job, and we're all more aware of the importance of the lymph, and just that shoulder shuffle is a good thing to begin with, as well as deep breathing. So for everyone listening, thank you. Check out more about your lymph. Honor your lymph system. It's the critical piece for healing and rejuvenation. And until next time, you've been listening to What Women Must Know. Join me here every Thursday at 4 p.m. or go on to Facebook page, my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, or my website, Dr. Cheryl Selman. And as I always like to say, the end of every show, honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.